Stood in the pasuk for Rabbanan. Was Rabbanan that argue in Rameh and say no? Because somebody says Harei Alayt Siparim, he does not mean the Kabbalah's Nazirus. For Rabbanan, Rabbanan hold no that Loi Matzvis Inish Bemidi the Samach Lei. A person does not mean to include what it says next to it. So when he says Siparim, he only means to bring upon himself birds, and that means nothing. You can't have the chiyuv to bring birds if you're not a Nazir. So therefore, there's no Kabbalah's Nazirus. Mara says that's where Shlokish is pshat. Reb Yechanan Omar, no. I'll tell you the Kula Yalma Loi Matris. That no, person does not mean things that it says one next to another. So therefore, stand with the fact he said a Ralait Siparim, the reason why Remeya says he's a Nazir is not because in the same Pasuk it says sire here next to Siparim. We don't think like that. Elahainu time of the Remeya. You know what the reason of Remeya is? Why? The person says, Harei Alayt Siparim. Does he become a Nazir? Because the Chashinim were afraid, like maybe he meant to say, Shema Tziparei Nazir Tomei Kiblolov. Maybe what he went to do is makabel upon himself, that he should have a chiyuv to bring these type of birds. Now where does a Nazir bring these birds of Tziparim? That's if a Nazir becomes Tomei. If a Nazir becomes Tomei, then he has to bring these birds, Shnei Tziparim. So maybe that's what he meant to say. That is why Torah says, Tziporin Nazir Tomei Kiblolov means Pirish. Mitzvahs Nazirus. The Shaykhibu Tziporin Nazir Tomei Yemitma. He meant to makabel upon himself to be a Nazir, because in the Pasha of Nazirus, there's a possibility to have to bring two birds. If you become Tomei, then you become Torah again, you have to bring these two birds, like we'll see later on in the Masechta. That's of Shan Rameya. That Chashinu were afraid, maybe that's what he meant. Fred Gemara, if you're only afraid, michti. Let's see. Chashinin karma means we don't know for sure that's what he meant. You have a doubt, like maybe that's what he meant. If so, Dilma Tziporin Adava Kiblolov. Who told you he meant to bring two birds? The Teres Adanozer brings it. Maybe he meant Stam to bring the Teres Adava. He can bring an Oila. He can bring the birds for Korban Oila, the Teres Adava. So that the person says, Harei Alayt Siparim, I have a chiv upon myself to bring two birds, maybe only means to bring it for a present, for Korban Eila, and it has nothing to do with Nazirus. So Gemara says, no, that we're not afraid about. Because in Cain, if that's what it really meant to say, Harei Alayt Kan Miboile, he should have said the Lashon of Kan. That's the derech that people bring a Korban Nedova. I tell you, Top Tois says, Harei Alayt Kan Miboile, the derech Noidve Nedovas Oilois Hoif, Loima Veloshen Kan. That's the way people talk. When somebody wants to bring birds for a present to Hashem for Nadava, the Loshen is always Harei Alayt Kan. I want to bring like a nest of birds. Since here he said Harei Alayt Siparim, most probably means the two birds that a Nazir Tomei has to bring. So what he meant to say is he wants to become a Nazir. For the Gemara, no, Vedilma may be still Harei Alayt Siparim Mitzayra Kama. Maybe what he meant to say is he wants to bring the Kabbonis of the Mitzairah. Like Taisha says, Kloima, Lishayev Kekorbim Mitzairah, Olehovi Tachtav Siparim, Olehatzrichu Lelatarosoi, Afiluena Mitzairah Velefonov. Then maybe the person meant to bring the birds for a Mitzairah. Maybe, again, not Nazirus. Like it's a Mitzairah, a person that has Tumas Mitzairah, he also has to bring these two birds for his Kabbonis. So the person says, Harei Alayt Shnei Tziparim, maybe means as chayvis to bring the birds, v'teras the chiv of a mitzairah. Again, how do we know that it means to bring it, v'teras in the nazir? So Gemara says, the teretz is, kigoyin shoyin nazir oivul afonif, enach nami. The Mishnah again is talking about that a nazir was walking by in front of you. And when you saw the nazir walking by in front of you, you said, Harei Alayt Shnei Tziparim. What you meant to say is you want to have a chiyuv to be like this person, that there would be a time that you'll have to bring these two birds. For the Gemara, but for Dilma Noza Tomei, or the Poitra Min Karbonoisu Komar, like maybe the person that was walking in front of you was a Noza Tomei. He was a Noza already, and he became Tomei. Now what you meant to say, Harei like it's Tziporah, maybe all you meant to say is, I'll take it upon myself to bring the birds for you. In other words, that person now was a Nazir Tomei. He has to bring two Tziporim. So if the other person that sees him says, Harei Alayt Tziporim, who tells you he means to say he wants to become a Nazir himself? Maybe he only means to say, I'll do you a favor and I'll bring the birds for you. But not that he means himself to become a Nazir. As a Moskashev, Dilma, maybe Nazir Tommy, there's a Nazir Tommy walking in front of him, Ula Petra min Kabaresov Kamar, and he only meant to say to Pater him from the Korban. So how do we know this person means to Makabal accept upon himself to be his own Nazir? And this Gemara answers, could go in Shahoya Nazir Tohor, Ivlafonif. No, we're talking about that the Nazir that was walking in front of this person was Tohor. So therefore, when you say Haraya like Kitziparim, you don't mean to say I want to bring your Kabbalas, because the Nazir that's Tor doesn't have a Chiv to bring Tziparim for his Korban. It's only a Nazir Tomei has the Chiv to bring Tziparim. So therefore, if you have a Nazir Tor walking in front of you, and you say Haraya like Kitziparim, you know what you mean to say? You mean to say that you want to be Mekabel upon yourself this mitzvah to become a Nazir, and in the Parsha of Nazir, it's possible that maybe I'll have to bring the Tziparim. Like it's possible maybe I'll become Tomei later, and then I'll have the Chiyah to bring a Korban. But right now, since the person in front of you is Tohor, you can't say you mean to say you want to take upon yourself his Kabbonis. Because right now he has no Chiyah to bring Tziparim, to bring the birds. So therefore, that's a Svara that Ramei holds. What a person means to say is, I want to be Mekabel upon myself to become a Nazir. So this is the way Rabbi Yechon learns the Pshat. And Rish Lakish says no. Rish Lakish before said that the Pshat from Rameyer is, even without a Nazir walking in front of you. According to Rish Lakish, the Svara was that when you say it like a Tziparim, you mean the Pasuk in Daniel that talks about the hair and the Tziparim. So you meant to say you want to mekabel a mitzvah with your hair, with the Tziparim, which means the mitzvah of Nazirus. Now the Gemara says, "My benayu, what's the difference between the two pshatim, between Rish Lakish's pshat and Reb Meir and Reb Yechanan's pshat?" So first of all, the Gemara says, "Ikra benayu could go in the Omar Tziparim asmuchin l'sar alai." Now, Kamina is that the person speaks out clearly and says, "I want to accept upon myself Tziparim birds." That says near the pasuk of here, that l'Reb Yechon, according to Reb Yechonon, af agav the yom hochri, even though the person spoke like this, it doesn't mean anything. If there's a nazir walking by in front of you, then we say yes. What you meant to say is you want to become a nazir also. That's what you meant by harei alayti perim. But eloi, but if a nazir is not walking by in front of you, then lay. And even though you spoke out clearly that you want to be mekabel upon yourself, Tziparim, that's smuchim l'sayer, so what? It means nothing. According to Rabbi Yechon, the fact that there's a passing of an eel that talks about birds and hair together does not mean one with the other. So there's no Kabbalah's Nazirus yet. But according to Butler Reb Shimon ben Lakish, but according to Resh Lakish, af agav diyei nazir ayv lefonov, even though there's no nazir walking in front of you, still, if a person says clearly, Harayalai, Tziparim Asmuchim Masar, that's what you mean. You mean clearly that you want to become a Nazir. Now the Gemara is Takasha. Miyikalaman Diyomir, is there anybody like Chur Takasha and Rabbi Yechanan? How could Rabbi Yechanan say that Loi Matvis Inish Bemilsei the Samachlei, that when a person says something, he does not really mean the next thing that the Pasuk talks about? When you say one thing, you do not mean the other thing also. So Marius, like Rabbi Yechon, you said nobody says that svara. Is it true? Can you say that nobody holds like that? For your Tanya, we learn like this, that Ho'imer Yemin Harezu Shvua. Somebody says Yemin, Yemin to Mekabel upon, Yemin to make a Shvua. So my time, what's the reason why? Why does Yemin mean a Shvua, you're swearing? Lav Mishum, isn't it because of this? The Pasuk says, Vayorem Yemino Yusmoilo Yel Hashemayim Vayish Bavachai Yoylam, that he says there in the Daniel that he picked up his hands and he swore. So you see, it says in the same Pasuk next to Shavua, it says the word Yemino. So here we see the word Yemin means Shavua. So we see because of the Smichas in the same Pasuk that it says after, right before Vayishva, it says Yemin. You see, Yemin also means a Shavua. So of course, not like Rabbi Yechonon. Tomorrow says, no, here's no Kasha. Amri, I'll tell you, no, that's not the pshat in the Tosefta in the Nedarim. I'll tell you, Amri loy, mishum diyamin gufa yikri shvua. You know why if somebody says the word yamin, he means to swear? Because the word yamin itself means a shvua. The Tanya, we learned like this. Mina yin loy me yamin. Shishvua, how do we know somebody says the word yamin? That's a lashon of a shvua. Shenema, the pasuk says, Nishpa Hashem b'yaminoi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu swears b'yamino with his right hand. In other words, yaminoi, that itself goes in the lashon of a shvua. So not because there's a smichas in the same pasuk that says in Daniel, of Ayorim yaminoi yosmoilo ashmayim v'yishpa, not from that pasuk. It could be like a Yechnun. We don't dash in smuchim stam, it says one next to in the same pasuk. But rather over here, Yemin means Shua, because the pasuk is clear in Yeshayahu, that Nishba Hashem Yeminoi. Vaito minayin liyoyma smoil, she Shua. How do you know somebody says the word smoil? Also, he means swearing, the left hand. Shenemet says, Uvizroya Uzoi. Uvizroya means with left hand, that's Uzoi, also Lashon of a Shua. So it could be not from the smichas of the pasuk, Vayorim Yeminoi Smoilo Shemayim Vayishba, but rather the Apsukim to say each one by itself means a Lashon of a Shvua. So therefore it wouldn't be a kasher on Rabbi Yechon. As Rashi says, Shinemo Vizroya Uzoi, Medechsev Yeminoi, Ksiv Vizroya Uzoi, Alma Dizroya Haino Smoil. The pasuk before said Yemin, your right hand. Now it says Vizroya Uzoi, it has to mean the left hand. So the kids, that's the machlokes of Yechonah Shlokish. What was the pshat in Reb Meir? Why, if you say Hareya like Kitzi Purim, do you mean to Makabo Naziris? The Shlokis says because of the smichas of the pasuk in Daniel that it says Sar here next to Sipurim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we're talking about that a Nazir is walking in front of you. And if a Nazir is walking in front of you, and then you say, Harei like it's Purim, you meant to say you want to become a Nazir, which has Chiyuvim when you become Tamei, to bring this Purim. The Mishnah says like this, Harei ni Nazir menachatzanim. If somebody says, I want to become a Nazir, not eat the shells of grapes, or menazagim, from the pits of the grapes. Chatzanim and Zagin. Really, I think later on we'll have some machlokes exactly what does each one mean. One are the shells and one are the pits. So somebody just says like a lashon of one, I'm a kalapon, I want to be a nazir, not to eat the shells or not to eat the pits. Because he says I want to become a nazir, not to take a haircut. He only says one part of the halachas of a nazir. Like all these halachas apply to a nazir. If somebody becomes a real Nazir, he can't drink wine, he can't eat the grapes, he can't take a hiccup, he can't be Metamal HaMesim. But now the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, he doesn't say generally he's Mekabal all the halachas, he just says he's Hareni Nazir for this one halacha. Hareni Nazir Menachatzanim, I'm becoming a Nazir just not to eat the shells, or else from the pits, or else just not to take a hiccup, or else Menatumah. I'm becoming a Nazir just not to be able to touch Mesim, to touch dead people. A Nazir can't be Metamal HaMesim. So our Mishnah says the Chiddush, Harei Zeh Nazir. You automatically become a regular Nazir, V'chol Dikdukei Naziris Olov. And you have all the halachas of a regular Nazir. Even though your Kabbalah was only on one mitzvah, but that's the halacha. That's also considered a Kabbalah's Naziris, that you automatically also to all the halachas of a Nazir. Tomorrow says, good. Most like this. Mas nisan like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya will learn Rabbi Shimon Oimer ein chaye v'atsheyid mikulam. Shimon says, no, you don't become a nazir until you mekabel upon yourself all the halachas of nazirus. You have to make a kabbalah for everything. For Rabbanan, I'm Rabbanan say no. Afilu le nazir ella b'chad min hoin heavy nazir. The Rabbanan say, even if you only mekabel the Naziris for one prat, for one halacha of the Naziris, that's also considered a good Kabbalah, and you automatically become also with all the halachas. So Kitzar Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara explains, what's the machlokes? For the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's svara that a Kabbalah's Naziris has to be for all the halachas, and not just for one? Because Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Mikol asher yase migefen hayayin mechatzan v'yadzag. Mikol asher yase mashmi, you have to be mekabel from everything. I tell you, it says on top of the Dalet. Mikol asher yase migefen hayayin alma de mikula and tzorach lahazir. Mashmi, the kabbalah's naziris has to be for everything. That's Rabbi Shimon's svara. We don't hear Yatim and Kabul to become not to touch your mace or not to touch cult you hear. What's the post that says by Hilkas Yayin? You have to mekabel upon yourself all the halachas. So from this we learn out it means you have to mekabel all the halachas of Nazirus. And if you leave out one halacha, you're not a Nazir according to Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon's svara. Mora says, V'rabonin, my time, what's the reason of the Rabbonin? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheicher yazir. It says it over a second time, Atzeis explains. Mashma filu b'chad hevi nazir. Even just from one you become a nazir. To akvaksiv mikol asher yasim gefin. It said already one time you're also to drink anything that comes out of the wine, the grapes. Lomu l'michtav miyayin v'sheicher. What does that have to say a second time? Miyayin v'sheicher. El lashmina diafilu l'nada kiim b'chad mahani t'chal nazir v'salav. Even if you own a mekabel and zeros from one of the halachas, you automatically nazir for everything. So that's the Rabbanan Svara, it says an extra pasuk, miyayin v'sheicha yazim, is even if you own a mekabel, one halacha, just not to drink the wine, you automatically become also with everything. For the Gemara of Sol, Rabbi Shimon, Ami Yaksiv, miyayin v'sheicha yazir. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the second pasuk? It's also like extra, you should teach us, even a kabbalah from one halacha makes you a nazir. Sumar says, no, Rabbi Shimon needs it for something else. Hahu mi boilei, we need this pasuk lesa yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. And when you mekabel to become a nazir, you're not only also to drink regular wine, but even wine of a mitzvah. We'll soon see what the case is. If there's a mitzvah for you to drink wine, now when you become a nazir, the Yisra Naziris stops you from drinking the wine. That the Yisra Naziris is lesa yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. Once the Naziris is chalas, even osur on the yain of a mitzvah. So Mari has to kasha mahi. What type of a mitzvah? Where is there a mitzvah to drink wine? If you want to tell me kedushta of yavdalta, that kiddush on Shabbos and avdalo on Shabbos, you have to drink wine. So the shan hayigaris here for the Gemara.